Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome to the show, everybody. We are glad that you are here. Tammy Carpenter is my guest here coming up. First time on Journey into the Light. We're going to find out all about Tammy and what she does. Take your phone calls as well here on the show. So we're glad everybody is here. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Helen Bright will be joining us live from the Ukraine, psychic medium, and we'll be taking your calls for the rest of the hour. So stay with us here on Journey into Light. We'll have some evening shows tonight. Barbara Grace Reynolds starts it off, kicks it off at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And we'll have a lot of fun tonight as well. So let me go to the phone lines then, and let's bring in Tammy Carpenter to the show. Welcome to the show, Tammy. Is this Tammy?
Hello. Yep.
Hello. Okay, welcome. Hi. You're live on Journey into Light, and great to have you here. And I always like to start off the show by asking my guests if they would just kind of tell the listeners, take some time to let the folks know about what you do, how you got started doing what you're doing.
Okay.
That would be great.
I'm a hypnotherapist, and I actually used to be an art teacher in Wyoming, of all places. Excuse me. And When I was going to school to be a teacher, I actually took a psychology class, and it was summer, and it was very laid back. And the teacher said we could do a report and a presentation on anything we wanted to. And so I said, great, I'll do past life regression. And she said, you know, as a young teacher, that was fine. So I wrote a paper, and I borrowed some cassette tapes from my mother that were a past life regression, and I plugged it in. And actually, in a college classroom of probably 35 students, a couple of them actually had a glimpse of a past life. And so I was pretty impressed by it. So after I taught for like 20 years, I relocated to Colorado, and I decided I wanted to go back to school and learn to become a hypnotherapist. And so I went to the Edgar Cayce School in Virginia, and I became a NAS certified hypnotherapist, and I opened up an office in Colorado, and I've gone on to get more certification in past life regression and life between life regression and hypnotherapy. Excuse me. And I help many people to lose weight, quit smoking. Those are probably the most common things that people go to a hypnotherapist for. But I also do a lot of regression work with the past life regression and the life between life regression. And I found that there are a lot of problems that actually can be addressed that way, because sometimes people have past lives that might be related to their weight problems even, or to relationship problems, or to career problems, problems figuring out what careers they want to go into. So I really enjoy doing the regression work too. And I also, in my office, I also offer, to work on fears and phobias. And those are actually pretty easy to help people with. It usually only takes one session to actually help somebody who has a significant phobia. And I've had people that had phobias where they couldn't get on planes because they had a fear of claustrophobia, or even people that had a fear to drive a car. And so when a fear becomes life debilitating, it makes it hard for you to do everyday things that you need to get done. I think that's when you really have a phobia and you need to go see someone like a hypnotherapist to help you.
Well, great. That's awesome. When you, you know, as a hypnotherapist, someone comes in, let's say they want to lose weight. Can you walk us through how, I've never had that done. How would a session go? Like, does a person like sit in a chair, lay down, or can you go through that with us?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are a little bit nervous the first time they go to a hypnotherapist. And different hypnotherapists have, you know, a couch or a chair. I actually have what used to be a reflexology chair that looks a lot like a lawn chair that you can decide how far back you want to lean. And I think that gives people a little bit of control, you know, so they don't really feel so vulnerable laying down on a couch or something. And usually, you know, I put some white sound in the background, like ocean waves. And I usually give them a blanket because when you're really relaxed, your body temperature will drop a little bit. And the room is a little bit dimmer than a lot of rooms. And really, hypnosis is not that strange. It's like the state that you're in when you daydream, you know, or when you're in that zone when you're either like exercising or perhaps doing artwork or listening to music. It's just a light state of trance. And, you know, the first time people are hypnotized, they usually don't go as deep as they do in future times. So you may be totally aware, or you may be in and out, or you may even fall asleep and it still works. But the hypnotherapist usually will look for visual cues that you're in a light state of trance. And if you're not, they can just do some more counting backwards and having you visualize and things like that to get you more relaxed before they give you the script that puts in the suggestions like that you're going to want to lose weight.
Okay. Well, Well, great. So, is a person that is going through this, are they conscious of what's going on, or are they?
I mean, well, like I said, some people are fully conscious. Some people are in and out. They may only hear half of the words, but your mind will still remember it. And I've had a lot of people quit smoking that actually slept during the sessions. And I usually make recordings and send home, and they sleep at home, and they still quit smoking. And quit smoking is black and white. Either you smoke or you don't. Whereas, like, to lose weight, you still have to eat all the time, you know. So that's why I give that as an example. So, you know, there's no wrong way to do it. And it works because you want it to work. And all hypnosis is actually self-hypnosis. So really no one can make you do anything that you don't want to do. The stage hypnotherapist kind of gives people like me a bad name because people think that, you know, they're going to quack like a duck and do strange things. But truly those people are stage performers, and they only pick people that want to get up and make a fool of themselves. So, you know, really, it only works because the people that come to me really want it to work.
Oh, okay. I always wondered about that. The people that go on stage, they're really not hypnotized, they're just playing along.
Well, they are hypnotized, but it only works because they want it to work. I had one client who actually said to me that she went to Vegas. She went to a stage show. They asked for volunteers, and she waved her hand frantically and thought she wanted to go up there. And then when she got up there, she changed her mind and they couldn't hypnotize her. So the assistant actually whisked her away out the side door, made her walk all the way around to her seat because they didn't want to ruin the show. And so she said, absolutely. You know, once she decided she didn't want to be hypnotized, they couldn't do it. You know, so it's only those people that want to get up and make a fool of themselves and are open to the suggestion will it work on.
Oh, okay. I understand that better now. Okay, great. So how do folks reach you? Like, what's the best ways?
If they go to my website, which is www.mindoverbodyhypnotherapy.com, they'll see that they could sign up for my newsletter, and then they'll receive like a free 10-minute tropical beach relaxation download. And that will give them a taste of, you know, my hypnotic voice and what it feels like to be relaxed. So that would be a good way for them. You know, another way would be to go ahead and email me at support@mindoverbodyhypnotherapy.com. And I offer a free phone consultation. So, you know, if they wanted to email me, you know, definitely then I could contact them back and we could set up a time where they could call and talk and visit and learn more, you know, about how it could help them.
Okay, great. Let's see. We got a caller on the line that I think has a question for you. Area code 917, welcome. Can we get your first name? Hello, are you there? Area code 917, are you there? Okay, well, evidently they're not by their phones. But yeah, anything else, Tammy, you want to let the listeners know?
I can tell you that, especially for weight loss, hypnotherapy works so well because, you know, a lot of people are emotional eaters and they eat because they're stressed. And so, you know, when I have them in a hypnotic state, it's so relaxing for them. And then when I send home the recording and suggest they listen to it before bed every night, you know, they actually sleep better.
Yeah, right. Are you still there, Tammy? Okay. Tammy, are you still there? Looks like we lost Tammy. Okay. Well, Tammy, we can't hear you, so if you can, call back in. Your line dropped off there, so I'm going to disconnect the line so that you're able to call back in. And everybody, stay with us here, as also coming up here in just about 10 minutes, Helen Bright will be joining us from the UK here on this Thursday afternoon with been a lot of fun there, Bonnie. Okay. So let's check our, again, the number to call on in if you'd like to speak to our guest, 347-884-8245 is the number to call on in to the radio show. Okay, so again, Helen will be here in just a few minutes, and we'll be a lot of typing going on here on the show. Hope everybody's staying warm. Yep, we keep it busy here on Journey into Light. Remember, tonight we got some shows for you, and looks like maybe Tammy's joined back in here. Tammy, are you there? Did we lose you?
Yeah, I think it just cut off. So
yeah,
yep, I'm back
mind.
On now.
Okay. Well, great. Yeah, it's interesting, you know, with the weight loss, like you're saying, since, you know, you smoke it, you can quit, be done with it, walk away from it. But eating, you still have to eat. And do people like, do you make recordings of the sessions so they can play those like at home and stuff?
Yeah, I make recordings of every session, and then I can email them the file. And a lot of people, you know, put it on their phone, which is so great. You know, when they're traveling, especially, they can listen to it on the plane or listen to it in their hotel room at night. And so I highly suggest that they listen to the sessions for, you know, at least a week, you know, until their next session. And that seems to really help, because every time you're hypnotized, you go faster and deeper and it's more effective, you know. So I consider that they're hypnotized in the office, and then, you know, an additional 7 times until they come in again. So it really does help a lot.
Is it something where, you know, you have to keep going back every so often to, like, getting hypnotized?
Well, once you're hypnotized, it's kind of like riding a bike. You know, it is really easy to do it again. The first time, I think people are just a little bit apprehensive because they don't know what to expect. Now, people that I've done weight loss with, especially, I do like a 60-day weight loss program and a 90-day weight loss program. And then, you know, when they get done, a lot of them will say, if I want to come back like in 6 months and have another session or two, would that be all right? And I'm always, you know, more than happy to do that. Because as you're losing weight, it's funny how what was the major problem, once it goes away, then the little ones come up. So maybe you think, oh, it's just because I eat too big of portions. And then once you have that under control, maybe you realize, you know, that, you know, it's the sugary drink or the snacking or something that seems to be more of a problem. Or as you go further along, you may realize you're fine when you eat at home. It's just when you eat out at restaurants that you don't have as much self-control because they bring such big portions. So definitely, you know, as it goes along, people learn that there are smaller problems that they want to work on that have become more apparent to them. And so definitely that works. Yeah.
So if someone is calling you on the phone and they want to do, let's say, weight loss or smoking, two of the main ones, so how long is a session, or would you recommend? Is it 30 minutes or an hour? Or
It's approximately an hour, because really I need to interview them first to find out what's going on, you know, and what needs to be addressed. And then always after the session, you know, it takes them a few minutes to really be more awake and ready to go. And we always need to have a post discussion, you know, about how it went for them and, you know, what maybe even what they think they'll want to work on in the next session. So it takes approximately an hour. And I usually suggest for quit smoking, I do it in 3 sessions about a week apart. And then, like I said, for weight loss, I found that it works best if they can do it more long-term. So I have a 60-day program, and they'll come in 3 or 4 times a month. And then I have a 90-day program where they also come in 3 or 4 times a month. And I found that those really are more effective for weight loss, because the best way really to lose weight is to do it gradually. And over a longer term, it really helps you to keep it off forever. So.
Well, great. So I know a lot of people will be hearing this, and they won't be local, so they won't be able to come in. But you do a lot of sessions like on phone and Skype?
I do. I've done sessions on phone and Skype. I think it works really well. I have to laugh because one of the ones I did on Skype, the second session, I just thought the lady had a brown blanket because she had had a blanket the first time. And the minute I said, "Now you can open your eyes," her dog, like, woke up and jumped up on her lap. And it just was so funny because her dog really liked the relaxation, too. And I didn't even realize the dog was there. It didn't move the whole time, which is kind of funny. But, yeah, it works well by phone or Skype. And I still make the recordings so that they can listen to them later, you know, and we still do the pre- and post-interview. So it seems to work well.
Well, great. Tammy, why don't you go ahead and give out that contact information one more time for all the listeners live and archive.
Okay, all right. If you could go ahead and email me, it'd be at support@mindoverbodyhypnotherapy.com. Or, again, you can go just check out the website, which is www.mindoverbodyhypnotherapy.com, and sign up for the free Tropical Beach download and the newsletter. And if you're interested in a phone consultation, when you email me, make sure you say that and give me your phone number. And then I can call you and we can discuss how hypnotherapy can help you.
Okay, very good. I really have enjoyed this and learning about it and everything, Tammy. And we have all of your contact information listed on the show page. So I want to thank you for coming on. I really have enjoyed it.
Yep, me too. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, you too, Tammy. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bye-bye. Uh-huh. All right. She's doing great work there in Colorado. Everybody can contact her no matter where you're at here, all across the world. So... all right, everybody, hang on where you're at. We're going to be joined here in just a minute here with Helen Bright from the Ukraine, and she's a psychic medium, going to be taking your phone calls, so start dialing on in now, 347-884-8245. We'll be back here right after this short break.
Born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, hanging by a thong, but the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. silver clouds below. He saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once and he tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forest and the stream. His side has turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake in the Colorado Rocky Mountain High. I've seen it rain and fire in the sky.
I think I could listen to this all day. Love John Denver, and when you talk about the Rocky Mountains, not much better than that. Boy, oh, I can envision right now being back there. That is just breathtaking. I love how you can, if you really focus, I don't know if you guys ever do that. I'm sure a lot of people do. If you ever just close your eyes and just focus and just think about, especially if you've been to that location, and just feel yourself outside and what the air was like, what it smelled like. Smell is really important. I think smell will bring back where you've been, and just visualize. Oh man, that's just great. So. Haven't done that on air before. That's different, but neat. So anyway, welcome back here. I'm back from my trip to Colorado. Helen Bright is my guest, and she is live from the Ukraine. It's always great to have Helen here. Such a beautiful soul. Truly mean that, and such goodness and love. And she's going to be taking your phone calls here for free readings. So call in and press the 1 on your phone now, boys and girls, 347-884-8245 is the number. All righty. So let's join in with here with Helen. Helen, welcome back.
Thank you, Michael. Hello, everyone. It's really great to be here this evening. Well, it's evening over here in Ukraine. I am actually from London. I'd like to get that one in, but I guess you know that from my accent.
Yeah, that's true. We'd like to say the Ukraine, because then it's a country we've never had on here.
And I really love living over here. We have mountains as well. They're called the Carpathian Mountains, and they're over on the side by Romania, and they are awesome. So I'll be going up there again soon. And every time I go, I just want to stay there. The trouble is they don't have good internet. Otherwise, I probably would.
How is it living in you're which city are you in? You're in.
I'm in Kiev. Kiev is actually older than Moscow and St. Petersburg. It was where the Brothers Rus founded Russia originally, and then it became Ukraine later on. But they went from Kiev and then they founded Moscow and then St. Petersburg. I don't know my history. So it's a very beautiful city. The most beautiful thing are the beautiful Baroque churches with the big gold domes. For me, that's what makes this city. It's absolutely awesome. And the history, they're so old, some of these buildings, ancient. And you just feel it, you know. Yeah. There's lots of things I like about here.
How is the energy of the city? You know, we hear so much about here in the States about the Ukraine and this fight with Russia and all that. Is it calm, though, there?
It is calm. And really, the war is on the outer edge, on the eastern edge. So, you know, we don't feel the war here. I know people who've got husbands who are over there in the army, but it feels very calm, and it's a very vibrant city. You know, there's culture. I'm going to the ballet next week, and the prices are much lower than in the UK. Hooray, because I love ballet and opera. So, you know, it has culture and history and lots of commerce, lots of designer shops as well as the other shops. So not that I'm into designer, never have been, but it's got everything that a normal city would have, really.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Well, great. Good to hear that. So we want to make sure you're good and safe and all that good things that go with that.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel safe.
Oh, good, good.
You should see my front doors. I've got two front doors with a gap in the middle and about 50 million locks. I feel very secure.
Oh, that's good. Good to know. Do you want to go to callers?
So we're doing a short show tonight, aren't we?
Yeah,
we're doing a short show. So, yeah, let's get on. Let's hit the ground running.
Okay, we'll hit the ground running here. And let's go to our first caller here. Area code 917, welcome. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from? Okay, that line is just dead. Let's go to area code. they're just not connected. Let's go to Bonnie here in Virginia.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Bonnie.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
I love your accent, but I just wanted to say that I have had so many things that I've been working on for a while, and every time I get real close to having them work, they kind of disintegrate. It's sort of like sand in my hands. I was working on a project with a writer friend of mine in California, and today she announced, even though we are so close to launching this thing, she announced that she just didn't want to do it anymore. After all the work that we've done, we've been working on it for at least a year, perhaps, and I think it's something that needs to, I think it could be very good income, and I think we need to do it. So that was the disturbing thing that happened to me, like, today. So it's a writing project, I'll tell you that. So do you sense I should continue with or without her? I really find it very hard to do it without her, because she's got some of the technical stuff that I don't have, you know. So I also work as a medium a lot of the time, and I just can't get new clients. So like everything I'm trying to do is just like, and it's been like that for a cycle of about 3 years now. You know, and I'm just about at the end before I can go with these things that I've been trying to do. And so I just want something to work, you know, something to work, right?
Yeah, of course. Now, it's interesting you should say you work as a medium, because immediately as you were talking about the situation and I felt my guides coming alongside, I felt some awful energy around you. And it is my belief that somebody has sent you nasty energy, or you've picked it up from a client somewhere, my darling. Okay, that's part of it. The other part, and I'm going quickly because we've only got so much time this evening, but the other part I feel is that it's time to take your full confidence. And I feel the talent is with you, and you're the one that needs to do this project. You might outsource the help with the technical stuff, but I feel that this particular project is yours and you need to get right on it, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm looking around you, okay? I'm asking the angels to cut you free, but I actually feel it's quite a nasty energy, my darling. It's not you. Let me be clear about that. Okay.
It wouldn't be my mother, would it? Would it be my mother?
Give me a name, darling.
Her name is Margaret.
Just first name.
Her name is Margaret. Her name was Margaret. I can't
get rid of her. Is it Margaret? I'm asking my guide. Is it Margaret? My feeling is it's coming from there. Okay. You need to be doing your protection and cleansing as well. Sometimes forget that after each reading, or when you've been around negative people, get the angels to clear away any energy that does not belong to you. Okay. Okay, right. The angels are coming in now. I've got Archangel Michael here, sending him over there with his big sword, love. He has a big sword. And I'm now cutting you free of a lot of negative energy, okay? And it's going to the light.
Take
a breath
that.
For me. Good.
I feel that.
When you read for mediums, you often get an incredible connection. And I'm freezing all over, so it's powerful stuff here. Okay. Now then, do you know your guides well, darling?
I do.
Strong guides there.
I do.
Okay, ask them to up the protection and to really make it clear to you when you need to defend yourself, okay?
Okay.
Don't take on anybody. Only take the clients that you feel right about. And then I feel that things will open up for you. Let us know how you get on, and God bless you. And I think
we need to take
another caller now.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Okay, thanks for your call there, Bonnie, and we invite people to call on in at 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Again, we have limited time, so you want to definitely call in now, area code 609, New Jersey. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name?
Hi there, it's Susan from New Jersey.
Hey, Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's the question, though?
If you feel any light at the end of the tunnel, I think I'm making baby steps, but, you know, I've been trying.
Sure. Sure. Yes, we know. Okay, now, this is interesting because I kind of felt before I came on the show that there would be people who felt overwhelmed and kind of, what's the point? Okay. So, right. Okay. Now, I think you should call me during the week and we'll work on this together. Because it's too long to do on air, but psychically and as a medium, I'm just going to look around you, okay? One moment.
Okay.
Okay. I do see strands of brown energy around you, like shards of glass, my darling. So I'm bringing in the angels now to clear that for you. Okay. The message that's coming through is you are a pearl of great price, okay? And that's actually from the Bible. We often quote that. But Spirit is saying to you that you are loved and you are valued by the universal, unconditional love of Spirit, God, whatever you want to call it, the universe. Okay, so I want you to take that thought and keep that with you as I've cleared away some of that energy. Take a breath for me. How do you feel?
I feel better. Although it's,
yeah.
I thought I was feeling better.
This will come and go. This will come and go, my darling. It's part of the journey you're on at the moment. So I will give you some techniques, as I say, when we talk again, to deal with this when it happens, because it's a normal part of the journey you're on at the moment. And it's very tedious and distressing, but you're a fighter and you'll get there, my love, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, sweetie pie. God bless. Talk soon.
Thank you.
Take care, Susan. Sending you much love. Prayers.
Yeah.
Okay. She's going through a tough time in her life, so we want to definitely all everybody who's listening, send her prayers, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We talk most weeks, and she's a lovely, lovely lady. Really a real special person. So, she doesn't believe it, but she is.
Oh, okay. So you've talked to her already, and
yes, I do.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know her.
Okay. We all need a bit of support sometimes, don't we?
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
We do.
That's all about.
Life throws all kinds of stuff at us, doesn't it? You know, and sometimes we think, oh my Lord, how will we deal with this? But the answer comes sometimes from strange sources. Yeah. So do we have another caller?
Well, let's let the folks know to call on in. We'll take some more calls. 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone. Helen, why don't you let the folks know how people can reach you?
Yeah, I'm actually laughing, Michael, because, like, folks won't know, but when I worked on TV in Slovenia, it was like a mile a minute, you know, caller after caller. So I'm used to working at speed, guys. So there you go. So my phone number that I got especially for callers in US is 323-284-5570. 323-284-5570. So there we go. So how's your week been this week, Michael?
My week's been good. Lot of
clearing up the storm damage.
Yeah, that's gone. That's gone. But
glad to hear it.
Yeah, a lot of unsettled energy in this country this week with our new president. I will say that I've never heard so many guests come on my show in a week's time, and because normally we don't talk about politics at all, and a spiritual show, and but I've never heard so many guests talk about it and talk about, you know, just the level of fear and hate and, you know, division, and it is really sad. Hopefully it calms
down. And the more
down.
It's talked about, the more it's talked about, the more it creates that energy, you know, and it kind of builds up like a big cloud. It is, you know, the world is in frightening times. I never get involved in predicting about politics because there are so many unmeasurables that are involved spiritually and in the earth, you know, in the world. So, you know, but I think that every nation has things that they are concerned about, and it's a trial sometimes to keep ahead of it all. And in a way, I suppose I'm somewhat out of the system now, but I find it very harsh when I go to UK and I hear all the politics stuff. I get really quite down, you know, and I feel it. So it's a challenge, everyone, to keep your head above water in these times. It's true, for sure. But there is light as well as darkness, and we just have to focus on the light and the things that we can do, as opposed to worrying about things that haven't actually happened yet, you know. The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle is a book that talks about that. Rather than living in the future, though we should have concern for the future, often a lot of our angst is actually energy that's created that doesn't serve anything. And it's hard to do that, but, you know, that's kind of the way I cope with it, is try and focus on the positive. And the thoughts in our mind also create energy, and that goes out into the universe and attracts the same. So, you know, we need to focus on what we want rather than what we don't want. And, you know, I'm not just saying that out of empty words. I'm saying it because I've done it in my own life over many years. And it is true. It does work. It works for me to try and always find a seed of positivity in something. And, you know, we're all human. And some days I don't always do things completely right either. And nor does the Dalai Lama, apparently, because I was listening to a video of his. And he's as human as the next person, though full of wisdom. Have you fallen asleep, Michael?
Oh, gosh, no. Oh, no. I'm here. I'm here.
Are you still
up
in the Rocky Mountains? I had to laugh when when I heard that, I thought, John Denver, oh my God. I remember John Denver. We all loved him. God rest his soul. Yeah, his music was lovely. He painted pictures with music.
It's so funny how, to me, how, you know, you guys over, you know, over the pond, as they say, in London and, you know, Ukraine, and my other guest was on from Spain,
yeah,
and Australia, yeah, and how all of you are so connected with our music and movies. I mean, it's like you're right here,
yeah,
with us. I mean, you're, there's an,
yeah,
that's really interesting. Not a step,
yeah, music's
behind,
very,
you know,
powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, music's so powerful. I use it to help me change my mood or my state, you know. I suffer from some medical things, and in the mornings I don't feel good. So I put on my, get this, Imi Oi music. She's a Chinese composer, and her mantras are so beautiful. And I just play those, and it lifts my soul up. And then I start to feel better. It's awesome. Well, I use music a lot to help me along.
Yeah, it so transcends, you know, cultures. And,
yeah.
And it's why music is so important, I think, and it has been.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just think of all the music that got us through the dark times of the 60s. I mean,
yeah,
music led,
yeah,
the way.
It did. It did, and
right.
I think if somebody's not well or can't talk or doesn't want to talk, music gets right through to the heart and to the soul, you know. It's often a very useful thing to use in healing. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So
you're a,
yeah,
child of the 60s too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, slightly. I mean, I know my history pretty well, so I was just pretty small in the 60s, so I myself, you know, more connected to the 70s. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. I came in at 59. Yeah, that was a great year.
Yeah, and I was 63. So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so,
yeah,
you know, like, yesterday, you, I'm sure, heard the news that Mary Tyler Moore passed away. You know,
oh,
she is, right?
Gee.
Yeah. Mary,
yes,
Tyler,
I
Moore
do.
Show.
Lovely,
do you remember that show?
I do. I really do. And Here's Lucy. I remember Here's Lucy. And
yeah,
so many shows. Yeah, great shows. Yeah. Oh, God bless her.
I was,
she brought a lot of warmth.
Yeah, just in that intro, the Mary Tyler Moore Show, the intro where she's, you know, and that song where you can bright up a day just with her smile. And I remember that show so well because it always came on Saturday nights, and I would always, I'd be a little kid, and my mom would get me in for a bath on Saturday nights before church on Sunday, and I would be like, come on, I got to get this in because I want to watch the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Come on, I'll get my bath in. And I so remember that, like, as a positive moment, you know.
Yes, but it was also my bath night, Michael.
Was it? Yeah.
If you tell young people today that you used to have a main bath night, they are shocked.
Yeah, I mean, I think I only had one once a week. It was Saturday night. I mean, really.
That's,
I think,
right,
that was really it.
Oh, Lord.
I don't remember anymore when I got teenager.
Oh, Lord. Well, I'm kind of, it's nice to chat, actually, because we never get a chance to chat normally. We're so busy doing calls,
right,
but I guess it's quiet tonight.
Yeah, right. It is good to catch up and everything, and, so, it's kind of, I tell you what, let's bring in, why don't we bring in a little bit of Bonnie in back into the show here from Virginia. She's kind of my producer,
sure,
and helps me out a lot, and she's just a great,
hi,
soul. Bonnie, you there?
Hi, Bonnie. Hi.
join the conversation.
Thank you for answering my question. I appreciate it so much.
All right, my darling. It's fine. And, you know, we mediums can sometimes get an awful lot of things thrown at us. We have to be like ninjas sometimes. I always think of ninjas.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. That's right.
Oh. And I don't know about you, Bonnie, but sometimes I get readings for myself, and it's not really because I don't know where to go. It's that I need validation. Sometimes you just need that bit of validation for yourself, you know, because dealing with the unseen is so uncertain all the time. And it takes a lot of faith, doesn't it, to give readings and stuff.
Yes, I think, too, that when you read for yourself, you don't have the same objectivity that you might reading for someone else. So I don't trust reading for myself. It's not a good fit for me to do that.
Yeah.
It really isn't.
Yeah. That's right. So, and you do radio as well as readings. Wow. And writing. Wow.
Yes, it seems like it these days anyway, doesn't it?
May I ask you what you're writing about?
Between 1995 and 2000, I had a little magazine about paranormal phenomena where people would send me their stories and I would publish them. And it was a little magazine.
Oh.
It was called Hauntings, True Tales of the Unexplained. It covered everything, angels, ghosts.
Oh, lovely.
Everything. Yes. And so what I wanted to do was to pull out the stories that I wrote myself under a pseudonym. And then my friend in California, also her stories, pull them out so that we could publish our stories together as an anthology of this. You know, paper. It was a paper magazine, not a digital one, because they didn't really have digital things back then. So it's been a process of taking these stories and putting them into a format that, you know, is workable on Kindle, and there are a lot of rules. I can imagine. Some people have said they have had phenomenal success doing this, and then other people have had no success whatsoever and can't even give away their books. But I feel like these are stories that are interesting enough that it should, you know, keep people. And there's some how-to books I published sort of on the side with my magazine that would tell you how to have an out-of-body experience or how to do a candle ritual or, you know, whatever.
Just
little booklets like that. So my goal was to get several in the queue then and have them published on Kindle, but I got word this morning she didn't want to do that, and we are so close to actually launching it. It's kind of disturbing to me. It really is. So we'll see. What happens.
If I was in a situation like that myself, I would read it as spirit saying, hold on a moment, and I'd be asking to be shown what it is. And, you know, you asked me the question, and I really do feel that it's time for you to be known for your work and what you do. I'm not talking about being a star, you know, because you're already a star, you know, but I'm talking about, you know, it's time for you to bring your gift forward, because each of our gifts are totally unique. We have similarities, but we all have our niche, and there's room for everybody. I find that if I don't do something myself, then me isn't in it. It's kind of diluted. I think everyone should be themselves and do what they, you know, bring forth who they are and show their soul. And I think you'll have more success that way, and you'll feel better about it that way. Sometimes we reach out for support. We love to do things with our friends, but it doesn't always work, you know?
Yeah, I do.
Have you thought of a website and things like that? You could always put the stories on a website and do it that way and do an e-book. which is not a Kindle. Yeah, people could, you know, you charge for your ebook. I know various people do ebooks. In other words, electronic books. You save it as a PDF. Yeah.
Right.
Well, you'll find a way.
The reason they go through Kindle is Amazon is so big. You know, they have a built-in readership, and you know, I can do the marketing because I've done a lot of that anyway. That's not a problem, but. Yeah, it just sort of turned me around a little bit today. It really did.
I feel it will all settle down, love, but ask those questions from your guides, and they will bring the answer forward clearly to you. I've started the ball rolling here, but, you know, that's what I do, and you will get the answer. And if it's Amazon and you need to stick with Amazon, then get somebody technical just to help you with that. I'm sure there's plenty of people around, you know. And maybe
that's
it should
true.
Be your book of stories from you. Sounds very interesting, actually. I actually love anything to do with the paranormal. And sometimes I go and clear ghosts away and sort out things in people's houses. It's very interesting work. You know, it's very cool.
See, you could have submitted a story to me back in 1995.
Yeah,
I
could have.
Doing that.
I could have. I remember a story when, I don't know if we've got time. Have we got time, Michael, for a short story?
Sure.
Michael's gone. Oh, he's there. Okay.
I'm here.
I was, I'd rented my flat out and I'd been traveling and I needed a place to stay. So somebody offered, if I did the garden for this old lady, I could stay in the flat upstairs. And she was like 100 living in the flat downstairs. Anyway, it was a big old house and I had two big rooms. And that was before I started being a medium professionally. And so it was kind of my first encounter with a ghost. Anyway, well, I say encounter. This is how it rolled out. Okay, I made the room really pretty. Lots of plants. It needed that energy. Okay, this is the front room. And there was a big fireplace and a big clock above it on a hook on the wall. And I came home from work. And suddenly I noticed that the clock wasn't on the wall. It was on the mantelpiece. And it hadn't fallen down. There was no way it had fallen down because it would have rolled onto the floor. And it had just been placed there. So then I'd made a coffee table. And in those days, I was very creative. So I got a cardboard box and I put some fabric on it. And I placed a really big book of photographs from Africa on it. Okay. And I was in there. And suddenly, this book... I'm not kidding, ladies and gentlemen. I promise you, I'm not bluffing. This book lifted off the table and onto the floor. Okay. I'm astonished that I wasn't scared because I really wasn't. And then a couple of other things happened. And I got up one morning and I got a bookcase between two chairs full of books. And it had been pushed right over the floor, and all the books had scattered on the carpet. And this happened twice. So then I kind of thought, well, oh my, there must be a ghost in here. Duh. Bell started ringing, you know. This is how naive I was, you see. So I went on the internet and I read what to do, and I kind of saw this lady in my mind's eye, and I prayed and I sent her to the light. And after that, I didn't have any more problems. But that was my first encounter. I've actually got a photograph of the bookcase with all the books on the floor.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, they do a lot of interesting,
you know, to see this thing being taken off the table and onto the floor in midair in front of me was really astonishing.
Oh,
well, it got your attention, though, didn't it? It got your attention.
Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome.
All right. Well, ladies, we're actually out of time, but it's actually closed down, but it's all good. Everybody still be able to hear us here on the phones and in the archives later. So still recording.
Okay.
All right.
Well, it's been a strange show tonight, but you have to go now and I shall see you next week. All right.
Strange, but good. Okay. All right. Take care, Alan. Have a great week.
A good one.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
Bonnie. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks, Bonnie. See you tonight.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good afternoon. Bye-bye. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll be back tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Have a great one. Hope you've enjoyed the last 2 hours.